The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've been coming to the studio and these guys in here, Automatic and Anthony A, kind of making fun of me because I lost my style. I'm going to tell you why. I found it again. Well, I found it again. It's Friday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
You can't lose it if it's a part of you.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Wrong, DJ Automatic. I was influenced by style influencers on Instagram and TikTok.
In a good way or a bad way?
So I thought it was a good thing at first, but then I found myself buying...
And you realized you look like every other girl that... looks the same when you walk out the house.
I was trying to, but it's not really my thing. And I was also buying a lot of unnecessary clothing that doesn't look good on me.
Can you answer this for me? Why does every girl, we're at the Grammys recently, and every girl had the exact same hairdo and the exact same outfit on?
Because of what I just said. Yeah. This thing called social media is the epitome of groupthink. Girl looks good, whatever style, because I follow a bunch of them. Oh, they all look lovely and beautiful. I want to look like that. Pretty soon, everybody looks like everybody. And I don't even look good like that because I'm not tall. I have my own style.
So
and I got
are
it
are you
back.
Leaning in with this like whole current mob wife look that everyone's going with?
I've always been a mob wife look.
I can't believe.
Otto was like, mob wife, you've had your fur coat. I'm like, I know.
Because every one of those stylist people I follow online, they all have like this current mob look aesthetic going right now.
I swear, when that came out, Otto was like,
I wonder if that's like the Griselda Blanca documentary effect or something like that.
It is, the Griselda effect.
That's crazy.
Trends will always happen, but classic is forever. You know what I mean? If you dress right, you could take a picture now and it'll still look good a decade from now.
It's hard to find something that ages appropriately.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, what picture do you have that you look at that's a decade old and you're like, that outfit was hit.
The outfit that I was wearing with Ava Maddox in downtown Denver, some of the clothes that we were wearing on the beach. You know who's a great example of that? Audrey Hepburn.
Marilyn
Monroe. You look at their clothes back then. And they still look good today.
I also feel like a lot of those are because none of their photos are in color. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
They were dressed in a classic way. That's always been my way, and I'm going back to it.
The cut of the clothes, but not necessarily the color, though.
It is hard to find something that's a classic appeal, though. But you do have brands like Converse. They haven't really changed up. You know, Puma's a classic brand as well, too. So
Levi's.
I get the aesthetic, yes.
Yeah, my little loafers here that I'm wearing today. I'm like, I'm back to the OG style, and I feel better about myself.
OG? We have talked about this way too much.
Don't be influenced by influencers. Be yourself. National Day, Anthony.
It's going to get a lot more interesting. It's National Tile Day.
Oh!
As in ceramic tile.
Wait, we're building a house. We just selected a bunch of tile.
I was going to say, at first I thought tile, they get their own day. That's so stupid. It's a big deal. It's been around since 4000 BC. And if not, you have dirt floors. You know, my mom grew up with dirt floors.
Damn,
she loves tile.
That is way more interesting than your style.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of times we reminisce about back in the day, we used to run around the neighborhood and play with our friends and do dangerous things. Do things where your parents weren't helicopter parenting, like we all do. We all do a little helicopter parenting today. I came across this interview that renowned child psychologist Dr. Shefali had with Oprah Winfrey. And she said there is one thing that we as parents, if we want to raise successful kids, have to do. And we're not doing enough of it. Take a listen.
If we want to raise children who are empowered, who are resilient, who are gritty, who know how to fall back on their own inner auspices for strength, for courage, for inspiration, then we raise children who do not need us anymore.
Your kids shouldn't need you after a certain amount of time. That doesn't mean they don't need your advice.
Sent a shiver down my back.
That doesn't mean they don't need your love. What it means is that they are able to operate in the world without you. What does this require?
Taking a step back.
Well, you allowing them to make some mistakes. Don't tell them what to think. Don't tell them how to dress. Don't tell them you have to, of course. I mean, I'm not saying let your kids run wild, but if our children don't make mistakes, they will not be able to learn from those.
Failure is a part of life. And as hard as it is to watch your kid fail, sometimes you have to let them do it because my greatest life lessons have come from all my failures.
Do you learn from success? You can't succeed without failing.
I also think her sentiment to me too was like an overall perspective on parenting too, where it's like everything you should do should come with this, you know, making sure that your child is feeling that empowerment throughout their childhood and their teenage years as well too.
Even when they're hurting, right? Maybe the first breakup, the first significant loss in a sport. Mm. You're going to talk to them and you're going to hug them and you're going to say, I love you. And then you're going to tell them, this too shall pass.
Well, you don't have to tell your kid, you're just not that good. That's why you're not playing. But at the
same time,
well, that's a part of life. I mean, yeah, the thing is, there's just, so many parents. I watch, you know, I watch a lot of sports. I was around sports a lot. There's always a parent that wants to get involved in their kid's sport because they don't feel like their kid's playing enough. 90% of the time, it's because your kid's not that good. And that's just a part of life. You're not going to win at everything.
And yep. So you find something else you're good at.
Yes.
That teaches you, okay, this didn't work out. There's something else. I used to want to do something different than I'm doing now.
Also, for me, too, her message, I think a lot of it starts with, like, showing emotion and understanding that, you know, a lot of, like, you cry as a kid a lot, right?
Yes.
And I think, for me, it was always, you know, boys don't cry, boys don't do this and that. Until my mom was the one who said, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel. It's
she
okay
gave you the permission.
Sad. And that was a big turning point in my childhood. So I think stuff like that also goes a long way with empowering them. So they know that, you know, life gets tough from time to time.
I have a friend. I'm not going to say its name.
Oh, automatic. You know I'm going to tell this boy or girl. Okay, go ahead.
They monitor their kids' location. They've kept them home. They're in college. They don't want them to move out because they want to know where they're at. And they won't let them fail at anything in life.
They're hindering the growth of their child because they love them so much. But in essence, that is selfish behavior because you're not helping
exactly
the child. Take a listen to the last thing Dr. Shefali had to say.
I love when my daughter calls me secretly. I do. My ego does. But my soul knows better. My soul knows that she can find her way and I need to fade into the background and allow my ego to sit back and fall back. And that's hard. It's a constant practice because we have this thirst for significance. But I will not use my daughter to fulfill my thirst for significance.
I had my oldest daughter when I was 15. And one of the things that makes me most proud is to tell people that now she's a young woman. She's so successful. She's been earning a great living for many, many years. And she calls me to tell me she loves me. We have these great conversations. But the fact that she doesn't need me anymore, that's what I'm most proud of. If you'd like me to share this with you, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spotted together. Is this couple back on? Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
Dakota Fanning celebrating her birthday. And Aziz Ansari also celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so 50 Cent posted a video of Floyd Mayweather, who was speaking on P. Diddy, who of course has been accused of multiple sexual assaults by various women.
I saw he just hired Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer.
This is woman who was helping Jeffrey Epstein. Not looking good for P. Diddy. And 50 Cent called him dumb and stupid, and here's why. Take a listen.
Mistakes happen, and it's not my job or anyone else's job to go on the internet and stomp him and kick a man while he's down. Even if that happened to my daughter, I would be hurt, but that's a choice that my daughter made.
As a woman, I hate anyone that speaks like that about women and choices. And I know that men will say, oh, you ladies are taking everything. And there's a reason we teach our daughters not to walk alone for fear of men. Hold your drink at the club for fear of men. These women who are alleging all of this with P. Diddy didn't have a choice. It's just horrible. And I think it was stupid and dumb for him to say it, especially as a father of a girl.
Yeah, and furthermore, for all of society, it sets men further back, too, because there's like legion of good guys out here who are not creeps.
Yeah.
And then you have people like P. Diddy and Floyd Mayweather speaking for us. It's tough.
Well, Automatic and Anthony, you speak for this show. All right, now we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spotted out. They had all the kids with them. Northwest was there because they're celebrating the fact that her song Talking, which is featured on Kanye's number one project, Vultures, has charted on Billboard's Hot 100. So they're proud of their daughter. You know, it's a big deal. Remember this?
It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me.
Ah, yeah. She's so cute.
It's good to see them co-parenting. It's essential. They have four kids together.
You know, what's odd, though, is his wife never attends these functions.
I'm sure she's intimidated. It's Kim Kardashian. No matter how famous Kanye has made her at this point, she's still Kim Kardashian.
What is Kanye West's wife's name?
Bianca.
Oh, you barely remember what I was going to say. See, she's famous too.
Well, she's the only reason I know who she is because of Kanye. Okay.
All right, what do you think about co-parenting? Should people be able to get together without their new partners because of the kids? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you think of KFC, you think of Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Or Jack Harlow. You don't think pizza. You will after today. Food news is big. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Very serious hashtag to begin with. YouTube influencer Ruby Frankie was just sentenced to up to 30 years in prison for imprisoning her own children and 6 counts of felony child abuse. Ruby's 12-year-old son managed to escape, ran to a neighbor's house to beg for food. Here's that 911 call.
He's been detained. He's been... He's obviously covered in wounds.
The 12-year-old boy had duct tape around his wrists and his ankles, and he was starving. Now, when authorities were called and they went into the home, her daughter was in the same condition, only she was tied up. She was using food to punish these children. This is her on her YouTube channel.
I'm only going to say it one more time, and then you're going to lose the privilege to eat dinner.
Now, once she was arrested and her business partner was arrested, the kids have come out and said, we've been calling CPS and police for years.
What?
A lot of people believe it's because they are a good-looking white family that police never investigated.
Oh, it's interesting that the platform didn't do anything either.
I know.
That's interesting to me because also people on YouTube got together and they did do some petitions as well too, but those failed to come up with anything.
So wait, okay, this woman's like a famous YouTuber and she's threatening
doing all of this.
And the people who watch her show knew that she was doing this to her kids?
They're reporting her. They're calling police. Nothing is being done. Now she's going to prison. Thank goodness. But I said this earlier, stop letting influencers influence your life. They're just regular people. Take a little break from YouTube and social media. Yeah, for real. Food news, DJ Automatic.
KFC is bringing us the chizza.
Chizza, what's that?
It's America's two favorite food groups, chicken and pizza, and they brought them together. It's going to be 2 crispy fillets topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni.
Mm.
And it sounds a lot like chicken parmesan with pepper.
It sounds good.
But, so it's been an international hit at all the KFCs around the world,
I'm
and
ready.
They finally just brought it to the United States.
Have you ever had the chicken from KFC?
It starts on Monday.
I don't know if I'm here for KFC's version of marinara sauce. That sounds pretty... Kentucky marinara sauce? That sounds wild, dog.
Sounds like heartburn.
Yeah, that sounds crazy,
I'm ready
dude.
To try it because I love their chicken. You said the crispers they're putting on top?
They're putting... No, they have crispy fillets that
that's what I'm
on
saying. Those are so good. Man, have you ever had a KFC pot pie? I'm getting off track here. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, give your dog an extra treat. It is National Dog Biscuit Day.
Oh, our dogs love their treats. Anytime you say the word treat, or chop chop, they go freaking crazy.
They love their cheese.
Burglar, nothing, cheese wrapper. Hey, what's going on?
Fun fact about the dog biscuit, it was actually invented in Ohio in 1860.
Oh, wow. So I had no idea.
I like to envision some guy just being like, you know what? This isn't good. I'm going to give it to my dog. And boom, there you go.
Here's the biscuit. All right. I want to remind you that it's Black History Month. And in 1980, Arnaldo Tamayo Mendez was the first astronaut of African descent to orbit space. I want you to do your Googles and check him out. Big influence on, I think, our youth and a great story to talk about around a dinner table. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, earlier we talked about the fact that you should be raising kids to not need you. I love you. Yes. Call you for advice and all that. Like I call my mom. We just chat. But it's been a long time that I've called to say, Mom, can I have some money?
Mm.
Mom, can you help me do this? Mom, can you help me do that? It's called tough love, and it's the only way to raise successful children. And I remember the first time that I was hit with that tough love because my Nana, she was always there unconditionally, no matter how many mistakes I made. And to a certain point, that handicaps a person because they keep giving you things even though you're making the same errors, right?
Yes.
I was in this really not good relationship, abusive. The guy would steal money from me. Just you name it, it happened to me. My car got repossessed. I couldn't get to and from work. So I called my rich Aunt Sylvia. Everybody's got that rich tia. I said, you know, Aunt Sylvia, can you loan me some money, this and that and the other? And she said, same thing, huh? Same thing happening? I said, yeah. And she stayed quiet. She said, no, mija, I can't.
She cut you off.
Man, she cut me off and I had to figure it out on my own. And what ended up happening because of that is I figured out I need to get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
And right. From then on, I swear my life
was got better, right?
It yeah. got better.
Now I don't have any kids, but I do have close family members and close friends who I've had to cut off for numerous reasons. Anytime you feel like you're having to let a person go because it's their mistakes are impacting you, it's heavy.
It is.
It's hard,
Anthony.
Because you kind of fear like...
Because you have a love for them.
Yeah, I've had family members who've cut some friends off and or cut children off, and then it ends bad. You know, they end up on the street, they end up doing this, they end up doing that. So I think the way that your family, Dana, was able to do it with compassion is very key to the situation.
I think because when I got cut off completely was when I moved out the house. And I think for me, I had a misconception of how money worked. I mean, I knew that, you know, obviously I knew you needed it to pay bills, but I think that I thought I was going to make a lot more of it on my own. So I would go to my parents and be like, hey, I don't have enough for rent this month, or hey, I don't have enough for this.
Did they help you automatic?
The first two times. They did help me. And then after that, it was like my dad said, if you're going to be homeless, I guess you're going to be homeless, or you better work more or figure out what you're going to do, because I'm not going to pay for you to live.
And what happened?
I figured it out.
Yes.
And I never asked him. Well, I did ask him for money one more time after that, and that was the worst mistake I ever made, because he held it over my head for a very long time.
Damn.
But, and it did really cause like a wedge in our relationship for a long time. But I paid him back because he said every day he would call me, where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money?
But in the end, you figured it out. He taught you a lesson. If you keep giving your kids everything they ask for, what purpose will they have in life? And without purpose, there is no happiness.
You have to let your kids fail. And it sucks, because as a dad, I know that at some point,
so
I'm going to have to let my daughter fail. Like, it makes me nervous even thinking about it, because I'm her protector. I'm there for everything, and I'm not going to be able to do anything.
She just better not fail math.
No. Nope.
Do you remember the first time that somebody hit you with that tough love? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.